ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरम् लोक शंकरम् शंकरम् शंकराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्र भाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 सी इन छांदोग्य उपनिषद एंड जनरली when I taught other almost any Upanishad, definitely I have told many times until you felt bored, this Karana Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. This is like one of the Prakriyas. See, the Prakriya is a feminine gender word. Prakaraha is a masculine gender word. Prakritihi is a feminine gender word. Prakritihi, Prakriya, both are feminine gender words. Prakaraha, Prakaranam is a neuter gender word. Prakaraha is a masculine gender word. Prakaranam, Prakaranam is a gerund, it's a neuter gender word. Prakaraha is a masculine gender word. Prakriya is a feminine gender word. Prakriti also you can say. But generally, Prakriti, what I said, I told you, it's a material cause. But the Prakriya is actually the method of unfoldment. Murai. Puriya vaikindra murai. The method of making the listener see what the speaker sees. The method of making the listener see what the speaker sees, making the student see what the teacher sees. So the method of unfoldment is called prakriya. There are too many prakriyas are not there, very few prakriyas. And one of the important prakriya is prakriyas is dhritdhari, karanakarya prakriya, srishti prakriya. Both prakriyas mean the same. Srishti prakriya means the method of arriving at the reality through the analysis of what is available for us for our objectification in terms of creation. Srishti Prakriya. And you know very well, any Prakriya is ultimately methodology, method of unfoldment, is ultimately for us to arrive at the reality and to have the clear, doubt-free, assimilated, ascertained vision of the reality and wherein one can cognitively resolve the very self obtaining as the see knower and the universe, object universe obtaining as the known. So this relatively real, empirically real, the knower known or I this duality, thereby all the pluralities or multiple diversity has to be cognitively resolved in the non-duality of the non-dual reality. Advaita darshana is the ultimate purpose or aim of any tatparyam in any employing any method of unfoldment. This is also called karanakarya prakriya, because when you talk about the creation, definitely the very word creation implies you look at this whole universe, which is known to us. The universe is known to us, and the universe is for us. Universe exists for us because universe is experienced. Universe is available for enjoyment. It is available for perception. Our own sense powers, our own jnana indriyani, serve as the authentic, valid means of knowledge, instruments of knowledge, the pramana. So our own instruments of knowledge, available as pramana, instrument as a pramana, valid means of knowledge. Therefore, we cannot deny what we perceive. We cannot deny our perception. So, what is perceived for us definitely is real. Therefore, this universe is real for us, exists for us. And therefore, we say, when you look at this universe, we definitely, any thinking mind will be able to understand this diversity. These innumerable, countless varieties of forms, names and functions, the species, living, non-living, mobile, immobile. When you look at all of them, definitely, whatever is must have come from somewhere. Whatever is must have come from somewhere. Because nothing can exist, nothing can come out of nothing. Everything is must have come from somewhere, something. Therefore, we infer there must be the cause, karanam. So this whole universe is, when you look, the very word creation implies it has been created out of something. Therefore, there must be the creator, there must be the the source, the out of which it has been created. So you look at it, the whole creation as a karyam. In Sanskritam, when any product effect, they produce the product, it's called a karyam. Karyam. Karyam also means to be attained. But here karyam means what? Sayyattahundadu. That which can be made. Okay? It's called karyam. So karyam is an effect. Now we look at the whole jagat as karyam. There must have been a karanam. So what is the karanam from which everything has come into existence? And when you study the scripture, and the scripture says, jagat karanam brahma. Jagat karanam brahma. The cause of this text, nowhere the Upanishad says, Brahman is the karanam. No. Nowhere the statement is given like this. Brahman is the karanam, nowhere it is said. But wherever it is, everywhere it is implied, the jagat karanam brahma. Brahman is the karanam, it is not said. The jagat karanam, the cause of the universe is Brahman. It was implied anywhere. Not specific, explicitly said, but it is implied there. The jagat karanam brahma. Which means, the cause of the universe is Brahman. And it uses the term Brahma. So what is that Brahman from which the universe has come into existence? We say, again, the Brahman is also a term, padam. Brahman is a padam. And every padam should reveal something. So this Brahma, the padam Brahma, the word Brahma, does not indicate any given object, that, like any other word indicates as corresponding form. Every word, as I so told, the word reveals, helps you arrive at the a given object, obtaining in a given form, serving a given purpose. But this word Brahma, really, Brahma means big. An adjective. Brahma, nakarantan, apusakalingi shabdaha. It's a neuter gender word ending with the consonant n, is a word. It means big. Simply, it's a big. Brahma, this is big means what? This is big. This Brahma means is big. So big is an adjective. So any adjective, we have the 3 degrees of degrees of comparison, big, bigger, biggest. So big means how big is this? What is that word? What does the word big? Always without a noun, only says big. That which is big is Brahma. So the whole universe is a karyam, and the cause of this universe is something big. So how big it is? How big it is? It's bigger, the biggest. It is the biggest. Nothing bigger than that. There's nothing which is as big as Brahman. Nothing which is bigger than Brahman. So Brahman is the biggest. Again, if you had to ask, how big, biggest means how big it is. When you say this, there's nothing as big as or bigger than Brahman. So Brahman is the biggest. It must be what? Incomparably big. Why incomparably big? Because there is no second Brahman. For one thing to be compared with the other, there must be two. There's a second thing implied by the term Brahman. Therefore, it is what? Incomparably big. What is there is only that something implied by the word Brahman. Therefore, incomparably big. Incomparably big, again, it's made very clear. We saw many times, you all know very well, I'm just repeating what you already know. It is limitlessly big. Limitlessly big. Incomparably, limitlessly big. So, brihatvata, brihattaratvata, brihattamatvata, Brahma. Due to its incomparable, limitless bigness, it is implied by the term Brahma. And it is limitlessly big means definitely we know there are only 3 possible limitations always mentioned in the Shastram. That is definitely one is time-wise. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end also. Having the beginning and having the beginning, everything has an end. Having an end also, what is the duration of existence of everything? Therefore, we say there is anything which has a beginning and end is subject to time limitation. And second thing, everything has its own. Everything doesn't exist everywhere. Everything exists in its own space and place. Nothing occupies the entire space. Therefore, everything is subject to spatial limitation also. And second thing, every form indicated by any corresponding word serves its own purpose in associated with its own a given function. Therefore, the form is different, name is different, the purpose it serves is different. Therefore, every object is different from every other object. Therefore, every object limits the every other object. Every object is limited by every other object. Why? Being different from the other object. Therefore, there is nothing in this universe, including time. Even space also you have to include in terms of time. Everything in this universe, including time and space, subject to time limitation. Then space alone, space also subject to time limitation, but space is free from spatial limitation. Everything else other than space is subject to spatial limitation also. Of course, time, space, everything is subject to object limitation also. Everything is subject to limitation means this word Brahma, being limitless, what is implied by the term Brahma? Being limitlessly incomparably big, isn't it? Is distinguished from everything in the universe. Why? everything in this universe subject to threefold limitations. Therefore, that which is free from his threefold limitations is Brahma, means Brahman definitely is different from anything and everything. Brahman, what is implied by the term Brahman, is not anything in this, anything which is part of the objective universe. See, the word negates what Brahman is not. Do you see that? The word Brahman not only it reveals what Brahman is, it also, by how does it do? By negating what Brahman is not, it reveals what Brahman is. You notice? Because everything is subject to Brahman is the being, that which is limitlessly big. And everything here is subject to limitations. Brahman is that which, definitely different from, everything that is here. Therefore, Brahman is not anything obtaining as a part of the universe. Nothing, not the universe. Brahman is not the universe. Definitely, what is implied with the term Brahman is not the universe. Then what is that Brahman? If Brahman is not the universe, therefore, that Brahman, what implied with the term Brahman, limitlessly, that is incomparably limitlessly big, therefore implied with the term Brahman, is something which is of the nature of limitlessness. And the Shastra uses the term Sat. So this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is self-existent and which alone is in the form of the universe. Why? Because this Jagat Karanam is Brahma, and Karyam Karanat, Karyam Karanat, Bhinnamna. No effect is independent of the cause. Effect is in the form of the cause only. The cause is in the form of effect only. Therefore, no cause can be, no effect can be separated from the cause. Therefore, the whole universe is what now? Brahma. The whole universe is Brahma. The whole universe is nothing but Brahma. Brahman is not the universe, because you understand the limitations. But the whole universe is Brahma. It is inseparable. Because Karanam Karyat Vyatiriktam, cause is distinct from the effect, but not distant, separate from the effect. Isn't it? So whole universe is, we say that. And that, therefore, in what form does the cause obtain in an effect? What is the form? What is the form in which this cause obtain in an effect? Any cause, in what form does the cause obtain in an effect? It is not, the cause does not obtain in an effect in the form of a form, perceptible to the sense, sees. The cause does not obtain in the form of a sound, perceivable to the ears. The cause does not obtain in the form of a smell, smell to the nose, or taste, or touch. Cause does not obtain in any of these forms perceptible to senses, but cause obtains in the subtlest form. The cause, in what form does cause obtain in the effect? The cause obtains in the subtlest form of existence. Cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. You understand the meaning of the word existence, but you cannot see existence through physical eyes. Okay? Existence has no form. Existence is one, existence is secondless. You can never say existences of existence. One, formless, existence pervades everything, because existence pervades everything, because the very cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. The clay in the pot effect obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function the pot. The cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. You see, the gold, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the form and name chain, the function serves. Why? Because, why I say it, cause of form of existence of the effect, if I remove the gold, the form will lose its existence. The name, along with the form, the name will get lost. The function, the purpose it serves will go. It will disappear. Isn't it? Therefore, the existence enjoyed by the effect is what? The form of the cause. Got it? The existence enjoyed by any object obtaining in any form is the form of the cause. And that form existing, the form of the cause is to be understood as the nature of the cause. Is it clear? That's how the cause can be. Why the cause obtains in the form of existence of an effect? Because that is how it can be. Therefore, it's the nature. Existence is the nature. Is it clear? Now we say, hey, with reference to this, now say if we extend the example, the whole jagat is an effect, the karyam, and Brahman, the very swarup of Brahman being limitlessness, being free from time, space, object limitations, is definitely not the jagat, which is subject to all threefold limitations. At the same time, the jagat is Brahman, the cause of the jagat is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is non-separate from the jagat, inseparable from the jagat. And that Brahman alone, the Brahman which is of the nature of limitlessness, into the term Brahman alone is what? Obtains in the form of existence of the universe. So what is that? When you see the whole pot, you see the cause, the clay obtaining in the form of existence of the form pot. The name pot and the purpose it serves. Similarly, when you see this whole jagat of innumerable countless forms indicated by innumerable countless words, serving in your countless purposes, inexplicably vast, incomprehensibly vast, and wherein I'm here as part of this whole, like a small speck in this vast universe. So this whole universe, object universe, which is inclusive of this body, mind, sense complex, including the ahankara, the ahamvritti, is also what? Brahma. The entire objective universe, including this ahamvritti, is what? Brahma. But Brahman is not the ahamvritti, not anything that is part of the universe. So I am this existence of I, this existence of this. Therefore, the existence, Brahman alone, is in the form of existence of this objective universe, which inclusive of my body mansions complex. Okay? You got anantam, you got existence. Now the question comes, what is that? What is that? Therefore we can use the term, with reference to clay pot, I can say the reality of the pot, which without which all the form, name and function pot will lose its existence, is the clay. So here also, with reference to the entire cosmos, inexplicably vast cosmos, inclusive of this ahankara essence, body mind complex, the cause of the Brahman alone is the existence of the Brahman, obtaining in the from existence of this form, name and function. Forms, names and functions constitute the jagat, the universe. Which is free from threefold limitations of limitlessness, soft nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman. What is that? And with the Shastra Pramanam, through the study of the Shastra, in terms of operation of the Shastra Pramanam, in terms of studying it systematically, repeatedly, by using all other prakriyas, we arrive at the reality, isn't it? Because as a truth of I, when you truth, we arrive at the truth of the aham, which is atlast of the phenomenon, natural phenomenon, obtaining in the realm of thought, which is expressed as I, is actually the consciousness, the reality, that reality, obtaining in the existence of the whole universe, is consciousness. Or pure knowledge. You got all the words now. So reality obtains in the form of consciousness. When you arrive at the reality, in what form does it obtain? The reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is never objectifiable. An object of perception, not object of, isn't it? The pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, you arrive at as the swarupam of the I, the knower. And consciousness is chit chaitanyam, which is the existence, which is of the nature of existence, which alone obtains name of existence of the forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat, which is free from all the limitations, therefore of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. So absolute reality, the pure consciousness obtaining in the existence of the whole universe, is implied by the term Brahman in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Perfect. You cannot miss it. Therefore we say what now? The whole jagat. This another method saying what? The whole jagat is karyam. So what jagat karnam? Karnam Brahma. Therefore any cause must in and through pervade the effect. Therefore we search for the what is this effect? The whole effect is, it's the cause. Any effect is the cause. The chain is gold, pot is clay, furniture is wood, body is food. So We say what? Jagat is in and through pervaded by Brahman. Jagat is Brahma. First you accept the Jagat is an effect, karyam, and this acceptance of universe as Brahman, the karyam, is called what? Superimposing or superimposition of the effect status to the universe. Okay? Universe doesn't have, say, I am the effect. Okay? We are attributing the status of being the effect to the universe. This attributing, this superimposition of this effect status is called what? Adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha. Yetral. Ulahinai. Summa ulahirk. Ulaham does not say non effect. Namma solra. When you say the universe is effect, you are giving the effect status to the universe. It's yetral. It's called a superimposition. Then, if this universe is effect, what is the cause? The cause is Brahma. If the cause is Brahman, definitely in every effect, in any effect, effect is non-separate from the cause. The effect is in and through pervaded by the cause. Therefore, you can say the whole entire universe is nothing but Brahma. The entire universe is Brahma. The effect is cause. Universe is Brahma. Pot is clay. Ornament is gold. Then afterwards, then you see, you from the effect shift your attention from the namarupam karma, namarupatmakam creation. You shift your attention from the creation, the product, the produce, obtaining in the form of form, name and function to its cause. Then, after shifting the attention, you see only the cause. Why? Because whichever part of the creation, whichever part of the clay, the pot you go and see, everywhere clay, 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 only clay. Whichever part of the ornament you see, no, top to bottom, everywhere only gold. So the attention is shifted from the form indicated by given word serving a given purpose to its cause. Then what happens? Cause alone is. There's no such thing called effect. Therefore, once you move, initially when you look at this Brahman as the cause, you are attributing the causal status to Brahman, isn't it? So first give effect status to the universe, then attribute the causal status to Brahman. This superimposition of this two status of being the effect, as of being the cause to Brahman, is what? Adhyaropaha. And from there, once you see, oh, everything is Brahman, means there is no effect. Your attention must have been shifted from the rupam to independent form to independent cause. The cause does not depend upon the form for its existence. The form can be in a different form. The cause can be in a different form. But the form cannot be independent of the effect. Therefore, when you shift your attention from the form to this cause, you say what? Cause alone is, there's no effect. And first you negate, there's no pot, there's only the cause clay. Because form is clay, the pot is clay. Similarly, this whole jagat is Brahma. So Brahman, the Karanam alone is, Brahman alone is in the form of the universe, means the karanam alone is, the effect is not, then you are negating what? Causal effect status superimposed upon the universe, you are negating. It's called, isn't it? Negation. Apavadaha. Effect status is negated. When do you negate effect status? When we carefully shift our attention from the effect form indicated by its corresponding word serving a given purpose to its very cause, and see the effect from the standpoint of the cause, cause alone is. There is no effect. From which standpoint you are seeing is very important. Effect is negated. It's negation of effect, saying, you don't simply say you are seeing, you shifted this perception, shifted your attention, and from standpoint of the cause you have to say, you cannot help saying, there's no effect. There's only the cause. It's cognitively, physically you are not doing anything, okay? Don't jumping, dancing, singing, meditating, nothing. No meditation also here. Just being with what is. Isn't it? Cognitively negated the effect. Still pot is sitting. Pot does not, has not gone anywhere. Cognitively negated. Simply cognitively, intellectually you have negated the effect status. You have happily attributed before. You have negated. And after having negated the effect status, what you say? The cause, Brahman alone is. Then where the question comes. The effect itself is not there. How can there be a cause? Cause of what? Cause of what? Oh, no. No cause also. No. Causal status attributed to the pot, clay as of what? Negated. Then what cannot be negated at all is satyam. What cannot be negated as the effect or the cause, if cause or causal status, is what? Pure reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Obtaining in your existence of all that is here is the pure reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term, in terms of its nature of knowing, is pure jnanam, consciousness, Brahma. What is only Brahma, karya karana vilakshanam brahmaivasti idam sarvam. Then what do you have to say? Brahmaivasti idam sarvam. Brahman alone is this whole. Then aham Brahma. You arrive at that Brahman only as your swarupam. Brahman can, that Brahman will be non-existent if you don't know what you are, okay? Therefore, brahmaivaham idam sarvam. Because aham brahmaivaham idam sarvam. I, the Brahman, am alone all this. Is it clear now? Finished. And this prakriya is called adhyarupa apavada prakriya, karanakarya prakriya, srishti prakriya. That is why Shastram always says that tatparim is never in the srishti. So like scientists are interested in srishti, okay? Nothing wrong. Let them break their heads to know what it is. They are also, we respect them, we bow to them, appreciate their efforts, because the more they discover in the realm of the matter, you know, the more the technology can develop. The more technology develops, better comforts we can enjoy. No problem, all fine. But amidst all increasing comforts, and we'll have less and less of luxury. Unless and until there's no real luxury in any enjoying any comfort. The absolute luxury, the greatest luxury, is only in the reveling, only in reveling in the vision of the truth as my Swarupam. Isn't it? Okay. So now I can go finished. I'll finish all the verses today. Because Mita is leaving tomorrow morning, we'll finish all the verses today. Nothing much to say here. I finished. Ghatakutyadikam sarvam. Ghatakudyadikam sarvam.
Ghatakudyadikam sarvam.
Mrittika matramevacha.
Mrittika matramevacha.
Tadvad Brahma Jagat Sarvam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Ghatakudyadikam Sarvam.
Ghatakudyadikam Sarvam.
Mrittika Matramevacha.
Mrittika Matramevacha.
Tadvad Brahma Jagat Sarvam.
Tadvad Brahma Jagat Sarvam.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Ghataha, ghataha. The Mahapana, ghataha. Ghataha, ghatana means incident. Ghatana means incident. Ghataha means pot. Ghatanam means bringing together, putting together. To be together is ghatanam, sanghatanam, sanghatayati. Okay, you bring, that's how ghataha means pot. Now, kudi. You know, bhittihi, we say the wall is called bhittihi. Bhittihi means that which divides his wall. Bhinatti iti bhittihi. Why you talk Vedanta? Let me also show. I'm Brahma, I'm Asmi. Bhagavad Vibhuti, isn't it? See, you have to see this what I said today, to see everything as Bhagavan's Vibhuti. Glory of Bhagavan. If you say, there's no Bhagavan in the truth, then all that is there is only Bhagavan, and everything is Bhagavad Vibhuti. Isn't it? Therefore, kudi, and I want, because the word kudi means wall, so I just want, kudi in Tamil means drinking, alcohol, not any coffee kudi, okay? If somebody drinks coffee, then we all become drunkards. If somebody drinks alcohol, they're called kudiharan, kudi, okay? So, kudi palakam. We had something, they'll say that. But not coffee kudi, some other kudi. That is different. But here kudi, you will not forget kudi, isn't it? Wall. See, Sanskrit, there is another beautiful word for wall. Bhittihi. Bhinatti iti bhittihi. That which divides is wall.
This is kudi mane, also wall the house.
Yeah, kudi also means kudi pukudal, correct. Yeah. Kudi, see, buddhi deima, sorry. That. Kudi also means, kudi pukudal means, no? Entry into the house or entry into the country. Kudi eral. Yeah, all kudi. Kudi means the abode. The place of dwelling is also called kudi. Anyway, so now, kudi, Sanskritam, view the wall. Now, what is this? Another word in Sanskritam called for wall, which is bhittihi. Why the wall is called bhitti? Really, nothing can be divided. Relatively, what that which divides is what? Bhittihi. Bhinatti iti bhittihi. Bhinatti na pirikkirathu. Divides.
The word for the wall is bhitti.
Really? It's simply Sanskritam only.
Yeah,
I tell you, all the languages, somewhere they have some something. Yeah. But here, I learned word of bhitti only, bar for wall. Here I come across the word kudi. Okay. Ghata kudi, kudi. Not kudi, kudi. Adikam, adikam means etc. What he wants to say, there are so many things such as pot, etc. There are so many forms. There are not one form, there are so many forms indicated by different words, such as form, the pot, etc. Ghata kuddi adikam kuddyadikam. Sarvam, all this, everything such as pot, etc. Mrittika matram evacha. Okay, mrittika matram means only kevalam. All these different forms such as parts indicated by different corresponding words in keeping with the different functions, the purposes they serve are all what? Everything is actually mere clay only. This is just a clay. Nothing but clay. Tadvad. In the same way, tadvad. Jagat sarvam brahma. The brahma and the pakkam ponom. Tadvad. Jagat sarvam brahma. Tadvad, the poetry, tadvad brahman vandirukku. But you had, in prose order, when you write it, you had to write what? Tadvad jagat sarvam brahmaiva. This entire universe, which comes and, which rises, remains and resolves. This universe, which rises, remains and resolves, the entire universe is nothing but Brahma. Absolute ultimate reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore, which alone obtains from existence of this entire universe, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore, improve the term Brahma. This entire universe is nothing but reality, the vastu implied by the term Brahma. Yedu irikkirathu, yedu vandu pohirathu. Okay. That which is sadvastu. That which comes and goes is forms, names and functions. Understand now? Comes, goes, doesn't go away. Okay. That which comes, that becomes manifest, remains again, becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest, remains again, becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest, remains again, becomes unmanifest. What is it which comes and goes? Jayate, gachati, iti jagat. And this jagat, but what is that which does not go and does not come? No, remaining, sitting all the time like an old, seeing all the time what comes and goes is what? Reality. Why does it know that? This Swarup is knowing. Therefore, this whole jagat is, this coming, this manifesting and becoming unmanifest is universe. Therefore, implied by the term jagat. The universe is meant by the word jagat. Universe is meant by the word, indicated by the word jagat because of its nature of coming and going. Is essentially the absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, time wise, spatially, object wise, limitless, therefore implied by the term Brahma. Is it clear? The whole universe is Brahma. The universe is nothing but Brahma. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. And that Brahma, there is no way of arriving at it other than what now? Arriving at it as my own Swarupam. Once I have arrived at that Brahman in terms of its nature of knowing as my Swarupam of Aham, I can only say Aham Brahma, which alone is in the form of the whole. Therefore, I, the Brahman, am the whole. Is it? This is what now? This is the subtlest, most abstract fact declared by the Vedanta Shastra. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya.
Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya.
Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha.
Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha.
See, in the first, Jagat Brahma Aikyam is revealed in the 19th verse. In the 20th verse, Jagat Brahma Aikyam along with the Jiva Brahma Aikyam also. You have to describe everything, okay? Only is Aham Brahmasmi is not enough. Jagat Brahma, Aham Brahma, what is there is only Brahma. Only if you say Advaita Darshanam. See, this is what Advaita Darshanam. You all have Advaita Darshanam now. You had it already, you are having it. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya.
Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya.
Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha.
Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha.
Anena Vedyam Satchastram.
Anena Vedyam Satchastram.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
So, when you say the whole universe is Brahma, Brahman is not the universe. This fact has become very clear. Why clay is not the pot? Because clay can exist independently without being the pot. Clay can be just make clay. But pot cannot exist at all without the clay. Therefore what? Pot is mithya and clay is satyam with reference to clay pot. Karanam satyam, karyam mithya. Is it clear? We say. And here also we have to say, Brahma satyam, so with reference to this universe, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of formlessness, secondless, non-dual, formless, all-pervasive reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, arrived at as a Swarupam of Aham, which alone is the existence of the whole universe, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is what? Alone Satyam. Because that reality is not dependent on form, name, time, space, all the forms and functions at all. But existence. Because universe is universe, including time and space, including including body, mind, complex, nothing but mere non-substantial forms, names and functions. Pot minus clay is what? Non-substantial form, name and purpose. The whole jagat is non-substantial forms, names and functions minus the reality implied by the term Brahman. Namarupatmakam jagat mithya. Therefore what now? Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Okay. What about jiva? We know all of you. But still we have to ask the question, okay? Who is this jiva? I am. Here to say what? Who is this jiva? Who are you talking about? Which jiva are you talking about? We negate all the jagat as Brahma. Jagat mithya because jagat is mithya because jagat is Brahma. Brahman is satyam because Brahman alone is the form of jagat. Understand? Jagat is mithya because jagat is nothing but Brahma. But Brahman is satyam because Brahman alone is the form of jagat. Everything has been negated. So in the Jagat, what happens? Magnanimously, generously, helplessly, choicelessly, we have included our body, mind, sense, compass, including Ahankara. Everything has been negated. Everything has been negated, what not? Isn't it? Now we have to sit this. I'm still holding on to one thing I cannot negate. Because I'm the knower. From the standpoint of the Jagat until memory, Aham, the knower. The standpoint of the consciousness, if you are reality obtaining of consciousness, when the Aham is also not there, what is there? That is Aham. Isn't it? Aham have object of knowledge. Everything has been negated. Only Aham cannot negate. I alone is here. What am I? Jiva. I am Jiva. Hey, Jiva is only a name given, temporarily given name at a qualification. This Jiva is a qualification, temporary qualification attributed to the same Brahman from the standpoint of the Upadhi. It obtains it. Understand? There's no Jiva. Jiva Swarupam is Brahma. Jagat Swarupam is Brahma. Jiva Swarupam is Brahma. Jiva Swarupam is also Brahma. Jagat Swarupam is Brahma. What is absolutely there is only Brahma. Jiva status is Mithya. Don't say Jiva is Mithya, okay? Jiva Swarupam is Brahma, which is Satyam. Jiva status attributed to this, okay? Reality obtaining name of I is what? Mithya. Jiva status is Mithya. Jagat is Mithya. And look at the whole reality in the standpoint of Jagat as Nimitta, Abhinna Nimitta, Upadana Karanam, Vivartha Upadana Karanam. No? Karanam. Oh, wait, let us give one more status. Ishvara status. Yes, any status attributed to Brahman is Mithya. Why? The Jagat from the standpoint of which you attribute the status is Mithya. Isn't it? Therefore, Ishvara status attributed to the reality is also Mithya. Jiva status attributed to the reality is also Mithya. Jagat is Mithya. Why? Jiva Surupam Brahma. Jagat Surupam Brahma. Isha Surupam Brahma. Therefore, Jiva title is Mithya, Ishvara title is Mithya, Jagat is Mithya. Therefore, Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam is there now. It's called Advaita Darshanam. Jivaha Brahmayeva. Emphasis. Don't have any doubt at all. You are Brahman only. I'm small, very tiny small. Yes, this relative form, don't worry about the form. Essentially, O poor wave, you are water, the H2O, even though you are separate from the relatively the big ocean. A huge ocean, the wave is tiny little wave, which is part of the ocean, which cannot exist independently at all outside of the ocean, which can exist only as part of the ocean still. This wave is essentially water, the H2O. Similarly, you are the all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, you are Brahma. Wave is water. You are Brahma. The Jiva is only a qualification attributed to you. Okay? From the standpoint of the Upadhi you entertain. That's like speaking. Jiva's status is Brahma. Ishvara is any qualification attributed from different standpoints are all Mithya. Jagati is Mithya. Jiva status Mithya. Jiva is none other than Brahman. Already we have seen this where in our Hastamalakya Stotram, we have already seen what now? தர்ப்பணே திருஷ்யமான ஆபாசகா யதா முகத்வாத் பிருதக்னு, இன் தி சேம் வே இட் இஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டஸ் ஐ இஸ் ஆல்சோ தி விருத்தி லீவ் திஸ் மேட்டர் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் தி தர்ப்பணா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் தி ரிஃப்ளக்ஷன் இஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஃபேஸ் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் சிமிலர்லி just as the reflection is inseparable from the reflecting medium, even though reflection, the reflecting medium are inseparable, reflection is of the original face. Then similarly, the vritti, the form in which obtains this jiva is what? It's inseparable, but still it is essentially what? Brahma. The jivaha brahmayeva. Brahma Jivana. Understand? Brahman is not the Jiva, Brahman is not the Jagat, Brahman is not the Ishvara. But there is no Ishvara, Jagat or Jiva outside of Brahman. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bhedaha is relative, not absolute, but non-dual, no? Non-duality of the reality is what? சத்தியம் அத்வைத்தம் சத்தியம் துவைத்தம் நாட் அன்ரியல் மித்யா துவைத்தம் மித்யா அத்வைத்தம் சத்தியம் சோ வாட் இஸ் தர் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிரம்ம பிரம்ம சத்தியம் ஜெகன்மித்யா ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவனாபர ஜெகன்மித்யா ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவனாபர அனேன வேத்யம் சச்சாஸ்த்ரம் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமா. சத் சாஸ்திரம், சத் பிளஸ் சாஸ்திரம், சச்சாஸ்திரம், சத் பிளஸ் சாஸ்திரம். The word sat we use in different contexts, different meaning. Sat is a word implying the nature of reality in terms of its sat is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of existence. Sat also means to say good, anything good, righteous, say sat. Sat means righteous, sat means good, sat means pure, sat means clean, sat means nice, sat means desirable, sat means Brahma. But sat here is accurate, proper, correct. What a right vision of Shastra. Okay, we have, anybody can come and say, this is what the vision of Shastra, anybody can say that. They can have their own view and they can have their own matam. The word matam means, matam is a past passive participle of the root man. Manyate means things, considers. What has been considered, viewed, is what matam. So view contention is also called matam. Any people of any culture. So in so many cultures, people following different cultures, they all have their own religious cultures based on their view of God. So all the views and different contentions are called what? Matams. So Hindu dharma is not even a matam. Understand why it is not a matam now? Is a vision of the fact. If somebody says, water is H2O, is it a matam of some given person? No, it's a fact, verifiable. Fact is verifiable. A view can be verifiable, may be verifiable, may not be verifiable, may be a matter of belief. Isn't it? From their own standpoint, the view may be correct also. But there is a standpoint to which Vedanta brings all of you. So that's why we never deny others' views. We accept the views from their standpoint. This is what is not being diplomatic, okay? We want to be non-controversial. We accept everybody's view from their standpoint and do big namaskaram. We don't deny their views and contentions. If I deny your perceptions, I tell you, I'll be the most hurting person. Why should I hurt your feelings? The papa should I earn? If I am firm, if I'm very clear, I don't need to deny my vision, what I'm seeing from my standpoint. I accept your views and contentions, which you see, you know, from your standpoint. But there is a standpoint the Vedantas takes me to, which I could not reach by myself. And send from standpoint where Vedanta says and shows, and there no view, no contention. That view from the standpoint of Vedanta, where it takes me, it Vedantic vision becomes my vision, and it is a fact, not a contention, not a matam. For want of expression, we say Hindu matam. Really speaking, it's a vision, it's a fact, not a contention. Got the point? So it's Advaita Darshanam. And this is the right vision of the Vedanta Shastram. Why is right vision? Why not wrong vision? If it's wrong, we can't even call it a vision. It's right vision, a fact. It does not contradict my reasoning. Does not contradict my reasoning. And whoever understands this, can see the fact of this vision, this fact being non-contradictory. That's why Vedanta is not scientific at all, but never contradicts science. And this is the vision of the fact. This is the right vision of the Shastram. And this is what is declared by the Upanishads, obtaining in the end portion of Veda, called Veda Anta Shastram. So, from the statement above, the first sentence, Anena Vedyam. Anena Vedyam means, by this sentence which is found in the first sentence, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha Anena Vakyena. Anena means by this sentence which is in the first sentence, Anena. No, anena means what is revealed by the words obtaining in the first sentence. This fact of all that is, there is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. This fact is what? This is the right vision, which is a fact, revealed by Shastram. Vedyam has to be understood. Okay, this fact being, this vision being the Vedantic vision, it has to be understood, Vedyam. This is the fact ultimately be understood, therefore, this is the declaration of the Veda. This is what is Veda, proclaimed by the Veda, Vedanta Shastra. Okay. And therefore, what is there now? This fine. I resolved the jiva, I resolved the jagat. Still, all the time, what is that one expression? Every one of us, all the people use to refer to one's own self. That expression has to be resolved. You know, The resolving is very source, the thought. The thought, I, is cognitively resolved in its swarupam, the word expression, word I also what now, is resolved cognitively in the swarupam. Isn't it? Resolution of the source of I. The source of, see, the I, the first person singular pronoun, used by all of us, all the human beings, referred to one's own self, is what? Is expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a subtle thought. The subtle thought, the manifestation of knowledge obtaining from subtle thought, is the source of this expression I. For every expression, the source is the corresponding thoughts. But for this expression also, the source is what? The corresponding thought, which is a manifestation of knowledge. When you understand that thought, vrittihi, is nothing but essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowledge, which is existence, which alone exists in the optimum existence of everything, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma, and that Brahma, isn't it? Therefore, the Aham also has to be, once again, repeatedly, first we say Jiva status, now take pick up that Aham itself, that Aham also has to be resolved. Now you are completely go from this class with Advaita Darshanam. So that is said here. That is one after Jiva. The word Jiva again, if you say, sometimes it's a third person like, isn't it? So Aham you have to resolve. That Brahma Ahamasmi you have to see. The Brahman, which alone the Mama Jagat, is what? Ahamasmi. When you say Aham has to be resolved, that is where your moksha. That is how the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insignificance centered on I can be resolved cognitively for good, which is Jivan Mukti. Otherwise, there is no moksha. And if there is no moksha, what is the use of knowing everything is Brahman? we are not interested in jnanam if it doesn't get us moksha. Isn't it? We are interested in moksha. Purushartha is moksha. Jnanam is what? Buying power from these words, buying power of moksha. I just miss Swamiji really. Therefore he says one more thing. Antarjyotir bahirjyotihi.
Antarjyotir bahirjyotihi.
Pratyakjyotif paratparaha. Jyotirjyotis
swayanjyotihi.
Atma Jyoti Shivosmiham. Antar Jyotir Bahir Jyotihi.
Antar Jyotir Bahir
Jyotihi.
Antar Jyotir Bahir Jyotihi.
Pratyak Jyoti Parat paraha. Jyotir jyoti swayam jyotihi. Atma jyoti shivosmyaham. Jyotihi. Actually, is the word Jyotish. Is the word. The Shakara becomes Visarga. So he said Jyotihi. Even though we say Jyotihi, so Jyotish is the actual word, that word is a Napusakalinga Shabda, new to gender word. So, you know, we know Jyotihi literally means light, and the light is a word indicates a corresponding object. So anything which lights up is light. So we have so many sources of light here. So many sources of light: sun, moon, fire, lightning. All different sources of light. And any source of light is a self-luminous body. It has its own self-luminosity. So everything is what? All these sources of light, we know. Externally, there are sources of light. Mainly sun, suryaha, chandraha, nakshatrani, vidyut, agnihi, fire. All these are what? Different external sources of light. All these sources of light in the books of scientists are bundles of energy. But for the Vedanta student, in the light of the Veda Shastram, we can look at everything as what? Manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. Your everything is a devata. Isn't it? All the devatas put together is Ishvara. Okay, this is a different point I want to say today. But here, when you look at all these different sources of light, they are all self-luminous. There need not be a sunlight to know whether there is fire or not. We don't need sunlight to see whether there is fire or not. We don't need another light to know whether this source of light is there or not. To have the knowledge there is light, sun or not, we need not take our torch light. I need not even light the, I need not bring any fire. Because similarly, I need not wait for the sun to come in the morning because I cannot see the fire. The fire is there in the night time. As a fire flame, and we never say, to know whether there is fire or not, I do not wait for the sun to rise. Which means, all these different sources of light are self-luminous, because they all can shine independently. So self-luminous. All these sources of light, such as sun, moon, etc., are self-luminous. They shine independently. The self-luminous, from the standpoint of all the opaque things. For all these opaque things, if minus any of these sources of light, such as fire, sun, etc., which are self-luminous bodies, minus the, without these self-luminous, you know, bodies, this opaque world of objects will be covered in darkness and as good as non-existent. Therefore, what is it which brings all this opaque world of objects into light? It is sources of light. Therefore, all these so-called sources of light are lights. The lights which bring the opaque world of objects into light from the standpoint of the opaque objects. Isn't it? But those lights also, the sources of light themselves, need to be lighted up in order to have the status of being existent.
Antarjyotir bahirjyotih pratyajyotif paratparaha jyotirjyotir svayanjyotih atmajyotish shivosmyaham.
So here, so this world of opaque objects is lighted up by the light of the sun. But this, all these self-luminous, the sources of light, they all dependent on another light for their existence. But they will lose their existence. The lights, the self-luminous sources of light themselves are dependent on some other light to come to light. They will lose the essence of being existent if they are not lighted up. And that what now? Our seeing power, chakshur indriyam, the power, the subtly imperceptible power obtaining in your golakam called netram, chakshur indriyam, is the light which lights up all the sources of light. The light of the sources of self-luminous, we use for self-luminous now. The sources of light are self-luminous only from the standpoint of the opaque things. The standpoint of the seeing powers, even the so-called the sources of light become what? They are inert, actually speaking. They are not self-luminous. They are anubhati, anubhanti, san anubhati. The standpoint of opaque things anubhanti, san bhati, san swayam bhati. It shines by itself. Sun is self-luminous. All the opaque things shine after the sunlight, anubhati. And sun also, the standpoint of your seeing power, sun also anubhati, shines after. Your seeing power, swayam bhati, from the standpoint of the sources of light. Now, we saw yesterday, I told you yesterday itself, even the seeing power, not really seeing power is light. Seeing power is the light which lights up only the light and the objects which reflect the light. The forms, colors, shapes. But what about the other objects, universes of the fivefold objects? Made of five elemental fivefold objects obtaining in five different forms. We account for all the other forms. Universe is not just the opaque things which shine in the presence of the light. There are also subtle forms perceptible only through corresponding objects. Sounds, smells, taste, touch. That is why we say what? The fivefold, there's a sixth object, or only five objects. And the five objects are reported constantly by our five sense powers. Therefore, these five sense powers, each sense power is also light. Deepaha jyotihi. Five sense is a jyotihi which lights up its corresponding powers. Therefore, sound is an object which shines after the light of hearing, the light in the form of hearing power. The hearing power is not dependent on the sound, but the sound is dependent on the hearing power. Therefore, the hearing power is the light after which, the object called sound shines after the light in the form of hearing power. All the forms, names and colors and light shine after the light in the form of the seeing power. All the flavors and fragrances shine after the light in the form of the power of smelling, grana indriyam. All different tastes, types of tastes, shad ruchayaha, sixfold tastes mainly we say, all the tastes shine after the power of, shine after the light, jyoti in the form of your power of taste. Therefore, the whole jagat shines after the five sense powers, which are the jyotis, five jyotis. That's why in the temple, to end, they put five camp, the four corner, the one is in the middle. They put show this. First they show five pancha arati, they say. And that's our five elements. But finally, so the light, subtle light, camphor they put on show. That is, they say, how one light alone is, you know, coming through five different holes.
Indriyanam adhishthatri bhutanam chakileshuya.
She who alone, in all the living beings, he means, obtaining as the adhishthatri, the substratum of the indriyani, sense powers. You see, come across this word. So here, the five sense powers illumine the whole world. There's no way of mind arriving at the external object without the sense powers. Isn't it? Mind alone can illumine the world through the senses, but mind cannot reach my world without the sense powers. Therefore, these five senses, each sense power is also light. Therefore, the entire world of objects obtaining in five different forms, as five different objects, is what now shines after the five different lights, five different sense powers. Now, these five sense powers shine after one light called light of mind. The mind is the light which lights up the five sense powers, antahkaranam. On antahkaranam, which what we say, antahkaranam here means aham vritti. Okay, I am the light. And what is this light which lights up the presence of the aham vritti? The mind being functional, mind being non-functional, mind being active, mind being passive. What is that light which lights up the three different states of mind? The states of mind constantly changing. What is that light? All the time, the thoughts being present, lighting up the thoughts, the presence of the thoughts, absence of the thoughts. What is that light which lights up? That light is light of the reality consciousness. There is no light which lights up the presence of consciousness. The consciousness is the absolutely self-luminous light which lights up all the sources of light, including your mind, the sense powers, and all the external sources of light. Thereby, all the objects which are illumined. Okay, therefore, the light is never separable from the illumined. The illumined can never enjoy its existence independently without the light. Every time illumined is perceived, enjoyed, seen, known, what is inseparably with the illumined is the illumining light. This can never be the perception of the illumined object without the light. You may not pay attention to the light, but every time you are perceiving an opaque thing, you are perceiving the opaque only in the presence of the light. If you pay attention, you can see, you always, opaque is perceived, means along with the opaque, what is choicelessly, inseparably, you know, unavoidably perceived is the light. Okay? Always in perception of the opaque, perception of the light is inevitable. In the same way, in the knowledge of the world, the knowing reality, the reality which is the nature of knowing, the obtaining of pure knowledge, implied with the term Brahman, is inevitable. And every opaque is reflection of light. The whole jagat is manifestation of the reality, consciousness, knowledge. Or you can say, the whole jagat is reflection. You can say the whole jagat is, the opaque thing is a reflecting medium for the light, is a reflection of the light. the whole objective universe, including your ahamkara, body, mind, sense complex, is what? Manifesting medium for reality of consciousness is manifestation of consciousness, reflection of the Brahman. Universe, the objective universe, including your body, mind, sense complex, is reflection of Brahman, the reality. You see the yourself through your reflection. You can never see yourself originally, okay? You see yourself through the reflection. All that is there is yourself, you. You are the only swarupam of the whole. Understand? So all that is there is what? Jyotihi, the light of consciousness. Because consciousness alone, the reality attaining in the form of consciousness alone illumines, brings to light the antahkaram vritti, brings to light the conscious, lends existence to the... So bringing, illumining this mind, illumining the sense powers, illumining the world of objects is what? Bringing them to light is lending existence. Illumining is lending existence. Therefore, if you look at all that is here, is only the light. What light? Absolute light of consciousness. Why consciousness is light? Light is, any source of light is not, okay, any source of light is essentially of the nature of consciousness. That's a different thing. But consciousness is not, okay, consciousness is the absolute light. All source of light are what? Not essential, isn't it? Not consciousness. Is it clear now what I'm saying? Only light. All that is there, only Brahman means, all that is there is only Brahman, which is of the nature of knowledge, the all-illumining consciousness. The only absolute, self-luminous, self-revealing, self-evident. No, the only self-luminous, all-illumining reality is what? Consciousness. Understand the meaning of the light in terms of its function of illumining. And here is what? Sorupam. Function is involuntary. Action is voluntary. It is nature. Got it? So what is said here? So antar jyotihi, bahir jyotihi, any light, in all the light, source of light outside, in terms of self-luminous, relatively self-luminous body such as fire, moon, etc., are all Brahma. Antar jyotihi, relatively internal, the seeing power, sense organs, mind, etc., are all Brahma. Pratyak jyotihi, that which is self-conscious being, obtaining in terms of, you know, obtaining from a thought in terms of I am, is also what? Light of consciousness, actually, Brahma. Parat paraha. Here, the para here is Shakti. Para is an adjective for Shakti. Parashakti. We always know Parashakti, the primordial, the only, subtlest, inseparable power of the reality, of knowledge. Shakti is para. And what is the, why Shakti is para? It is this only power of reality, is the only material cause of the whole universe. The whole universe is disturbance in the stillness of consciousness. Understand? What is the whole universe? the whole universe is disturbance in the stillness of consciousness. The whole universe is what? Appearance of the only power of reality. Jnana Shakti Reva Jagadrupena Bhati. Chichakti Reva Jagadrupena Bhati. Were para. But we say, what is parat paraha? Parasya paraha, parat paraha, para paraha. What is the he said? Parat paraha. He made masculine. Huh?
What is the second part in atpara or
atpara? No, parat paraha. No, no. Paraha, paraha, parat paraha. The comparative, this fifth panchami. Parat paraha means, actually parayaha paraha I meant, is parat paraha it says. Okay, understand? Parat paraha means avyaktam param. Parat avyaktat paraha. Para shaktehe paraha. Parayaha shaktehe paraha. Parat avyaktat paraha. We means, what is that? Which is the source of that power? That amazingly superior, absolute, you know, the power which alone is in the form of the universe, without which power this universe cannot exist at all. Without, isn't it? And that the whole reality is what? Appearance of the power of knowledge. And what is the source of that power is superior to the very power. This power is a superior. And what is superior to the power is what? The source of the power. Is it clear? Just as stillness is superior to the waves because stillness disturbed is the waves. The source of stillness, the water is superior to the stillness. Similarly here, parat avyaktat paraha, swarat paraha, shaktehe paraha means what? The source of the powerful is what? The absolute reality, obtainment of knowledge, the consciousness, which alone is existence of everything. With existence of the power is existence of the universe. Karanasyapi existence, karyasyapi existence, isn't it? Therefore, which alone is in the form of paratparaha, the jyotihi, absolute light of consciousness, which is the source of all the lights. Understand? All the which is source of all the lights. And which is the source of the power which alone is in the form of everything. Now we can understand, every source of light also is what now? Matter only. What about matter only? You can reduce all the sources of so-called sources of light or what? Illumine is also matter, illumination, understand? Illumining light is also matter. Reduce all the so-called sources of light and the illumined, all matter. Ultimately, what is that absolute light, which is the only light, the presence of which all the sources of light shine, thereby all the illumined shine, is the parat paraha. See, Shakti is superior. Shakti Udayavan is superior to Shakti. Is it clear? Therefore, Parat Paraha.
It's Paraha, actually, not Paraha.
Hmm?
Paraha, Paraha.
Para. No, I said Abhyaktat Paraha. Abhyaktat Param. Abhyaktam Param?
Param.
See, in my mind, always I like the feminine gender word, so yeah. I change it. I didn't see first, then I saw that. It's okay? That's why paraparame. We always say paraparame, paraparame. We Tamil, we say come across. Now you know that, isn't it? Now you know the parapara. Jyotir jyoti swayam jyoti. Now, jyotir jyoti means jyoti sham jyoti, light of all the lights. Ellani, summa, poinju kvedda, very simple. Jyoti sham jyoti, light of all the sources of light. The absolute light of all the sources of light, obtained in the form of what? The external lights, sun, moon, fire, etc. The internal lights in terms of sense powers, mind, antakam, etc. All the sources of light. All the so-called self-luminous body, what is that? Okay, self-luminaries. The only absolute light. The self-effulgent. The only absolute self-luminous, self-effulgent light of all the lights is what? Atjyotihi. Is the reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, knowing, consciousness, jyotir jyoti. And this jyotisham jyotihi, light of all the lights, swayam jyotihi. And this light of all the lights, lights up all the lights, but this light is what? Is there any light which lights up the consciousness? What is that because of which consciousness, awareness, the reality obtained of knowledge, the formless, all-pervasive reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, what is it which lights up this reality? Consciousness. Nalla yoshingo. It must be fact for you. What you say must be a fact for you, not because I am saying. Is it clear now? Swayam jyotihi, that reality which you arrived at, you stumble upon as a truth of five, obtaining as the knower of the presence of the thoughts and the absence of the thoughts, is self-luminous, self-effulgent. Self-effulgent light of all the sources of light, which illumines absolute light, the self-effulgent absolute light, which illumines all the sources of light, thereby which illumines the entire illumined world of objects. And illumining is its very swarupam. Understand? Just as illumining on a part of the sun, the reference to the illumined world of opaque things is swarupam. So all illumining is the nature of consciousness, nature of the reality in the form of consciousness. Is it clear?
Kim Jyoti.
Inga Kim Jyoti?
No, I'm saying that sun about the particular.
Huh?
Kim Jyoti, you know the stotra, you
taught us once. I taught you? Yeah, Kim Jyoti, what is a Jyoti?
Yes.
Which means sometimes there's no Jyoti other than
yourself.
That's the meaning. There's Akshepatre Prashna. I don't even remember what I taught you. Yeah. No, that Natata Surya Bhati is to understand this fact, but here this made very, very clear. Okay. Jyotir Jyotihi, Swayam Jyotihi. Swayam Jyotihi. Why Swayam Jyotihi? There's only Swayam Jyoti. There's one and the only absolute Swayam Jyoti, that is you. You are the absolutely self-effulgent, all-illumining light of consciousness. Swayam Jyotihi. And this light of consciousness, which you arrived at as a swarupam of I, is of the nature of all pervasiveness, being the very reality of everything. Therefore, implied by the term Atma is what? Atma Jyotihi. The light of Atma. Atma is the word Atma Jyotihi. And therefore, I, the Self, am the absolute light of consciousness, which is free from sorrow, which is devoid of sorrow, which does not cause sorrow, which is in discovering which the sorrow resolves for good, is of the nature of auspiciousness, therefore implied by the term Shivaha, therefore Aham Shivaha. I, the Self, am the auspicious reality obtaining in your consciousness, which is of the nature of auspiciousness. I, the Self, am the reality which is of the nature of auspiciousness. I'm not using adjective at all anywhere. You know why? If you use adjective, you start compared. Adjective means a problem. That's why I'm using only nouns. I can just say, I am auspicious truth. I can say that. That's just a word. The Swamiji prefers using nouns. What is the reason? No, it's clear, isn't it? How many lights are there now? Tell me. Absolutely. Huh? What is there is only the light of knowledge, which alone is shining as all the objects, jagat, the whole. Therefore, everything shines after that absolute light. We say it is shining after, anubhati. Well, to arrive at the absolute light, after arriving at it, you hear what now? What is there is only the light of knowledge. Actually, light, knowledge is given to stay. Knowledge is looked upon as the light because light is of the nature of illumining. Brings things to light. That which brings anything to into light is what? Light. Lights up. Understand? You understand the whole definition is different now. Aham Shivaha Asmi. Okay, you're going to have tea, nice coffee break, okay? Anta Jyotir Bahir Jyotihi.
Anta Jyotir Bahir Jyotihi.
Pratyak Jyotif Parat Paraha.
Pratyak Jyotif Parat Paraha.
Jyotir Jyotiswayan Jyotihi.
Jyotir Jyotiswayan Jyotihi.
Atma Jyotish Shivosmyaham.
Atma Jyotish Shivosmyaham.
This is the absolute fact about yourself. But in Vyavahara, your relatively mosquito bites will be there, hunger will be there, you need tea now. Who wants tea? The one who wants to tea is definitely absolute Jyoti. But absolute Jyoti doesn't want tea, doesn't need tea. Okay? And the tea words want also is what? Jyoti. The drinking is Jyoti, tree is Jyoti, drunk is Jyoti, drinking is Jyoti, the one who drinks is also Jyoti. The Jyoti does not drink. Okay? This we must remember. Antar Jyotir Bahir Jyotihi.
Antar Jyotir
Bahir Jyotihi. Pratyak Jyotif Parat Paraha.
Pratyak
Jyotif Parat Paraha.
Jyotirjyotisvayam Jyotihi.
Jyotirjyotisvayam Jyotihi.
Atma Jyotishivosmyam.
Atma Jyotishivosmyam.
Atma Jyotishivosmyam. This is why people go to Tiruvannamalai. Understand the last verse. They go every Purnima, they go to discover the Antar Jyoti, Bahir Jyoti, Atma Jyoti, Brahma Jyoti. But unless and until they study, they use the appropriate pramanam in terms of studying Vedanta Shastram, or they must study in the previous Janmas, they can sit and develop and assimilate it. There is only Jyoti, light of reality, obtained of consciousness, knowledge.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tatsat Shri Prabhyo Namaha. Hari Om.